For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So many stories resonating with so many people, but let's start with the Republican National Convention, the first public appearance of Donald Trump since the shooting on Saturday. He had a bandage on his right ear. He had a very warm reception in Milwaukee, as you might expect. He did not speak, but he was standing next to J.D. Vance, who had earlier named as his running mate. So who is J.D. Vance?
That's a question a lot of Republican voters are asking, Larry.
And he's an Ohio senator. He's 39 years old, has three children, was a United States Marine, served in Iraq, went to Yale Law School, undergrad at Ohio State, and actually wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy about being raised in part by his grandmother, which was turned into a film that I actually saw, had no idea watching it. That was a couple of years ago that J.D. Vance, who was J.D. Vance, wrote it. But we're going to know a lot more today as he has been officially named as the running mate.
Now, when would he be scheduled to speak? Would that be on Thursday night before Donald Trump, or would it be on another night?
That's a very good question. I'm guessing not the same night, only because they don't want to do anything to take away from the moment. But maybe, and we'll find out. There is a tradition of how these things roll out. But it was good to see the former president healthy, and he was obviously in good spirits. Gave the fist bump to those gathered, and of course you can imagine the reception was overwhelming. And in fact, you could see on Trump's face that he was clearly moved by the reaction that he got, even knowing that it was coming. That said, the investigation continues. The number one question with the assassination attempt is, how could this happen? Here's a former Secret Service agent, and everybody that's seen the details of this is scratching their head.
Inside the perimeter, outside the perimeter almost doesn't matter. Proximity matters. If that's proximity to me, yeah, I like to believe I would have had that covered. Either someone up there, or again, it was low enough that it could have been covered from the ground. Just someone saying, hey, this is your field of view, and this is your gig right here.
I think everyone agrees this was a catastrophic failure of some sort. Now, who is to blame is still being sorted out, Paul, but you just reported Crooks was seen 30 minutes before the shooting.
In fact, one of the people who was keeping an eye on him, I think it was one of the snipers that was inside one of the whatever the name of the company is, these buildings that were where the shooter was at. They were inside and had taken a picture, and there's actually a photograph of Crooks. You can see a profile picture of him before the shooting. Also, one detail that I haven't been able to work in yet, they also observed him looking at a binocular scope, like a rifle scope.
Again, so how does that happen 30 minutes before the shooting and somebody doesn't step in somewhere, somehow, and at least question him?
Well, I think that that was in progress. From what I understand, there were radio exchanges. And here's the question I have. Were the people in the building, I assume they were local, were they on the same radio frequency with Secret Service?
That, I heard, was a no.
Okay. So there's a problem right there.
So there's some miscommunication, and eventually it'll come out in the timeline. But as we learn more, also, Crooks went to the ammunition store Saturday morning. And, as details come in on him, the why is still a big question as well.
I know that there was a report of a suspicious person pacing around by the magnetometers. I don't know if that was Crooks or not. But I would like to think that when local law enforcement gets a heads up about a suspicious person, that at least one officer is sent there to get with that person and make eye contact and figure out what's going on.
Well, we also know that two officers tried to get on the roof. The one had both hands on the roof, pulled himself up, saw Crooks. Crooks turned the rifle apparently toward him. He ducked back down, and then moments later, I don't know exactly how many seconds or if it was, it couldn't have been more than seconds, that he turned to fire on Donald Trump, who was speaking at the podium. And in that moment, that's when the world changed, especially for those who were shot, and in this case, the former fire chief who was killed, Corey Comparator. So details and anger from a lot of people, a lot of fronts on this security failure. And so now Robert Kennedy Jr. has been asking for and now granted by President Biden some Secret Service protection because he's been apparently getting threats.
His campaign has been paying for his security privately, for private security, and now that we'll no longer have to do that, or perhaps they'll do some, but not what they were.
And on a bright note, your Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher, Paul Skeens, will start for the National League in Arlington, Texas tonight, Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, 8 o'clock, and he is joined by fellow Pirate Brian Reynolds. Did you hear Skeens said he would love to hit? Now, you know, he was a catcher, too.
I did hear that.
And so he was obviously a batter. Check this out.
Yeah, that would be cool. I've gotten a couple bats over the last few days, and I'm itching to use them. A couple batting gloves, too, but there's no helmet in my locker, so that's not happening.
But I think a lot of Pirates fans will enjoy seeing Paul Skeens on the mound against some of Major League Baseball's best hitters, right?
Sure.
Who's the American League top dog? I know we got a bunch of great hitters. Otani would be one that comes to mind.
Aaron Judge is probably their next big batter.
I happened to see Aaron Judge when we were down at spring training. We went up to the Yankees ballpark in Tampa. He is giant. He's like, well, him and O'Neill Cruz probably look eye to eye, but it'll be fun tonight to watch Paul Skeens in the All-Star game. By the way, that's 8 o'clock, so catch him because he's starting. CEO of the Heinz History Center has got some big things coming, and I know Andy was very proud when they brought the command module from the Apollo 11 mission to the moon, and today happens to be the 55th anniversary of Man on the Moon, when Neil Armstrong, late that summer evening in 1969, we heard this and saw this incredible sight.
Very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the limb. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Oh, that looks beautiful from here, Neil. It has a stark beauty all its own.
It's 55 years ago today.
I remember that night like it was yesterday.
And Neil Armstrong said he sort of messed up. He wanted to say one small step for a man, but I don't think anybody cares. Buzz Aldrin joined him 19 minutes later. They spent 2.25 hours together exploring what they named Tranquility Base. And they brought back to Earth the pilot, Michael Collins, flew the command module Columbia. And they were on the moon's surface for 21 hours, 36 minutes before lifting off to rejoin Columbia and come home. And I had a chance to see that command module down at the Heinz History Center. And it was surreal to see it, you know, to think about, look up at the moon and see this thing was up there, you know. And then there's this movie out now that's supposed to be how they, and of course it's fiction, some people would say otherwise, that they made a film to it appear like they were on the moon. I don't know. You're not a moon landing doubter, are you, Paul?
No, I'm not a flat earther either.
Okay. Aaron, are you in or out? Did Neil Armstrong really land on the moon, or was that in a aquarium somewhere?
You know, that's a fair question, but he definitely landed on the moon.
Okay.
Wait, anyone watching the live stream would have gotten a kick out of your face. You're like, is she really about to say that right now?
Yeah.
He definitely landed on the moon, folks.
Thank you, Aaron.
Just confirming.
Well, we'll talk about that movie later in the week that's out. Anyway, one small step for man, one giant leap for Ellen Gamble. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic.
Investigator.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and we are joined by journalist Selena Zito, who's had an unbelievable ride here since Saturday. She is accomplished journalist from Pittsburgh, writes for a lot of publications, in this case, the Washington Examiner. Selena, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
I know your time has been occupied by doing interviews worldwide since you were at the rally, but not only at the rally, you were there to cover and follow with Donald Trump. So you had a chance prior to him taking the stage to spend a few minutes to talk to him, and then you were going to do a profile piece, right?
Yes, that's right. Right before, probably 5 minutes before he went onto the stage, he asked me to come back just to say hello. The plan was we were going to fly myself, my daughter and my son-in-law were going to fly with him after the rally to Bedminster. And in the process, we would do the interview on the plane. But I did talk to him just a little bit before. He was in a holding room right behind the stage with local law enforcement, just, you know, shaking hands, getting their picture with him. He was in a very good mood. He said, you know, I'm so excited to be in Pennsylvania. I can't wait to do the interview and talk about it. After that point, I was placed in the bumper. The bumper is the area where photojournalists and journalists go that is sort of like a well around the president, between him and the audience. And I was to his left when I heard the pop, pop, pop.
And then all hell broke loose. And did I understand you were covered up too by people after the gunfire began?
Yeah, when the second set of gunfire came after the first, the one that hit the president, it was actually his press advance man, Michelle Picard, who I laid on top of my daughter and son-in-law, and he laid on top of me.
And then at some point, I mean, I was very chaotic, obviously, sorting through what happened, but you had a chance, and what made international news yesterday was you're reporting that Donald Trump told you he's going to throw out his speech for the RNC, the big speech coming Thursday night, and he's changing the tone to unite the country and maybe the world. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was really, you know, I was just feet from him. I saw the blood on his face. I saw him. I couldn't tell where he had been hit. It looked like the side of his head from, I think that's because there was so much blood. He said to me, so he called me Sunday morning, pretty early. And before I could even say, hello, Mr. President, I think I only got hello out. He said, Selena, are you okay? Is your daughter Shannon and Michael okay? I'm so sorry I didn't do the interview. Oh. And I was like, are you kidding me? You've just been shot. I'm sure it was the adrenaline coming through. I certainly have had that same sense that. I think sometimes it takes a while for everything to hit you. But we talked several times on Sunday, and I interviewed him late Sunday afternoon. I said, Mr. President, it seems as though you want to talk about some things. I think people want to know how you feel right now and if this has changed you. And he said, you know, sure. And so he talked about, you know, if you've ever gone to a Trump rally or watched him at a Trump rally, he always faces forward. Now, he may turn his body, but he never turns his neck, or rarely. And in that moment, he also never has a chart. But for some reason, he had a chart that day, sort of like Ross Perot, if you're old enough to remember that. Yeah. He had a chart. He turned to face it and to look at it, to point it out. And that's when had he not moved his head at that second, he would be dead, even if he just only moved his body. And he said, you know, there was a divine intervention, and this was God that made me do whatever I did that day that I wasn't going to do, and things that I don't normally do, and I need to rise to the occasion. It is important for me to rise to the occasion. And he said, and that's why when I put my fist up and when I was saying USA and then fight, because that was not about me, because as a president, you represent the United States. You don't represent, it's not about you. And I needed people to know the country is still strong, that we're okay.
Selena,
yes.
I'm sorry, Paul Rasmussen here. I want to ask, you've met the president multiple times. When you were with him Sunday, did you sense a difference just on a personal level?
Yes, absolutely. And he said he, there was definitely a difference. There's a sort of, I don't want to use the word an awakening, more like an awareness that everything is different now. And I think that is very, very common with people who have been shot or attacked or stabbed or have been in a traumatic experience. And I think you can go one of two ways. You can be angry and resentful, and he did not come across that way at all. He came very much across as though he had a very much awareness and a responsibility to things to be different. That's why he told me he ripped up his speech. He said to me, he goes, you know, Selena, you know how he talks, you know, Selena, I had a humdinger of speech I was going to give on Thursday, but I'm not going to do that. It's just, I was given a chance, and it's my obligation to unite the country, and we need that.
And that's what made international news, Selena. You've been on a real whirlwind, and we appreciate you taking time. Want to talk some more, too, but let you kind of, you're going to take a few days to kind of let this sink in, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to turn off the phone on Thursday and just chill out for a couple days.
All right, we'll catch you after that. Appreciate, again, I know you've been in demand. You've been on all the networks talking to people around the world. So thanks again for sharing and taking time for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And glad you're safe and your daughter. And, you know, that's the first and foremost thing. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Selena Zito. In this case, writing for the Washington Examiner. And let's go live to AccuWeather World Headquarters. We want to check in with Joe Lundberg. Joe, I know you're busy because there's the potential for severe weather today, but a welcome change here in the next couple of days in terms of temperature.
Yeah, I really want to highlight the change because this is going to be very, very delightful coming up. Really beginning tomorrow when we take out the heat. The humidity is still relatively high, but it starts to go down. And then for the rest of the week and into the weekend, I mean, just downright comfortable with low humidity and temperatures, you know, below average for this time of the year. Now, you mentioned the severe weather threat. I'm not 100% sold that it's going to happen. I'm almost of the opinion that there's kind of a split in what's going on. There's an area of thunderstorms that's going by to our north right now, moving out of southeast lower Michigan through Ontario toward upstate New York. And that largely misses us. And then there's more severe weather that's going through portions of southern Illinois into southwest Indiana. And I think that that stays to our south and west. And in between, I'm not sure that we fill in the gap with severe weather. It's certainly on the table. We have to cover for that concern. But I could see how we just get pop-up thunderstorm here and there, and it's not all that bad. That would be this afternoon and this evening.
We could actually use a little rain at this point, but we'll take the lower temperatures and lower humidity at the end of the week here.
Yeah, this is our shot of rain because after that, I you know, we've got a couple of showers and a thunderstorm in the forecast tomorrow. I'm not going to change that forecast, but it may end up being less than advertised. And if we don't get much over the next 36 hours, we're going to go several days without it. I'm looking at the longer range stuff for next week, and it suggests that there's going to be a pool of moisture coming up from Texas and the western Gulf Coast into the Ohio Valley. Does it get this far north? I'm not going to hold my breath just yet. It would be nice to see it because, like you said, we need the rain, but I'm not convinced just yet.
Joe, appreciate the update. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg. So there you've got the AccuWeather update right now. 73 degrees.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.